I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Thanks for joining us today. In America, there are a lot of democratic concepts we aim to live up to. E pluribus unum, united we stand, one nation, indivisible. And yet there are so many things that divide us these days. Race and religion, gender, class and wealth. Let me also add another form of social division that's rarely discussed in the United States, one that's especially relevant for Indian Americans, caste. Today, we bring you the first story in our series, Caste in America. It's a collaboration with WGBH Radio and the Pulitzer Center, looking at what caste is and how harmful the system of social hierarchy can be. We begin today in India. My WGBH colleague Philip Martin traveled there with an Indian man from the Boston area who began his life in India as a so-called untouchable.
After an 18-hour flight from Boston, we're minutes away from landing in the Indian state of Maharashtra, and I'm sitting next to Suraj Yangde. He's visiting his home country and returning to a system called caste, where Suraj Yangde is a Dalit, or a so-called untouchable, so low within the caste system that it is considered an outcast. Suraj Yangde's family and friends greet him with flowers and effusive smiles, fitting for a Dalit in their view, who has accomplished what many here call the near impossible for an untouchable, not merely for leaving India, but for becoming a lawyer, a PhD, and a fellow at Harvard University, no less. When we get to Yangde's house, he shows me around and points to the roof, where water would come through when it rained when he was a kid.
One day it rained, I saw my mom trying to put three buckets in different locations so the water drops don't fall on us. My entire life I slept like this without realizing that mom and dad were dancing the whole night so that the waters don't fall on us and we might get distracted from our sleep in order to go to school next day.
But not just to any school. Yangde's parents enrolled him at a Christian school here where caste mattered, but mattered far less than in government institutions. His grades served as a gateway to higher education in Mumbai, and from there, to going abroad.
Now, if you don't go, what happens? Once the student graduates from his 12th grade, look around. When the guys who I grew up with, they knew I was here, they all came up to talk to me. And I could see they are doing exactly like what my father was doing, and they have very limited future options.
Many liken casteism to American segregation in the South, but that comparison is far too simple. Caste in India is so much older, by about 3,000 years. It's also enshrined in religion. Dalits in many towns and villages in India and Nepal are expected to drink from separate water fountains, to eat at separate lunch and dinner counters away from upper caste Indians. They're buried in separate graves for fear they'll pollute the air, and they often live in segregated neighborhoods like this one.
Drinking water?
Yeah.
That's drinking water?
Yeah, that's drinking water pipe.
Drainage line.
Drinking water next to a sewage line.
This is a tap water that the municipality provides.
Walking through the neighborhood, Yangde points to white plastic tubing that supplies drinking water for 20,000 or so outcasts, squeezed into a slum the size of Fenway Park. The tubing runs parallel on the surface of a foul-smelling sewer, clogged with human waste and discarded bits of everything.
You can see all kinds of stuff being dumped here because people don't have any other place to dump. So plastics, food waste, all goes into this. These are the people who clean it.
It's expected, says this man, Namdeo Pawar, who lives here.
Caste is primarily an occupation-based system. You are given the position in the job hierarchy. What kind of job you have to do. And so the filthiest or the lowest considered jobs were given to the untouchable population. And their ancestors and on have been doing the same job, cleaning the human filth with their bare hands.
And Dalits are pushing back. Here and across India, former untouchables are protesting the deaths of hundreds of workers who have perished while cleaning sewers, breathing in methane, and slipping and falling in the dark. They also have demonstrated against sexual violence against Dalit women by upper caste men, and an uptick in lynchings in recent years. Yang De says that even a guy with a Harvard pedigree is still on the lowest rung.
It crushes the heart, but even today, I'm still an untouchable. My primary identity, for some reason, is not going away.
Back at Yang De's house, his PhD, law, and master's diplomas hang on the damp wall, alongside photos of his now-deceased father and of Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. Ambedkar is a Dalit hero who, like Yang De, studied in the U.K. and the U.S. He also created India's Affirmative Action Program, which today sets aside 25% of government jobs and university placements for Dalits and lower caste Indians. The reservation policy, as it's called, has provoked resentment among some upper caste Indians, but was a turning point for Suraj Yang De. It's a full house at the university here near Yang De's childhood home. Hundreds of people have turned out to hear him advise students on how to get to school in the U.S. He tells them to improve their English, get good grades, and take advantage of India's flawed but hard-fought-for affirmative action program. He also tells folks to take pride in their ancestry and in their Dalit names. Names can signal one's caste in India. But one student here admits that his family has tried to mask their identity.
My father changed our surname because of caste discrimination in India, because people can identify his surname, and that's why my father changed my surname.
But he still faces discrimination, he says. Another student raises his hand and asks the question that Yang De seems well prepared to answer. If he makes it to the United States, he asks, will his caste follow? Yes, says Yang De, like a shadow. For The World, Philip Martin.
Philip's story was produced in partnership with WGBH and the Pulitzer Center.